211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the news on One Love Radio, my name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. Local authorities open to work with foreign investors. Ministry of Health launches X-ray guidelines. Kenya U-turn over charging prominent activists with terror offences. Plus, Morocco, Nigeria, South Africa and Ghana chase WAFCON title. Now the news in detail. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Gabriel Pollen has called for collaborative efforts between foreign investors and Zambians by setting up joint venture projects in all the country's 116 local authorities. In a statement, Dr. Pollen has implored investors to spread their investments to rural communities in Zambia. He says all local authorities should stand ready to partner with any business interested to invest in solar energy, agriculture, street lighting, and solid waste management.
We are calling upon China to partner with our local authorities to foster economic development and rural development, or rural revitalization, if you like. Already, Zambia hosts one of the largest Chinese communities in Africa, and this has been ongoing and has intensified over the last 2 decades. We see a lot of Chinese businesses, and we are creating an enabling environment to foster further cooperation. The local authorities, therefore, in Zambia, the one that we supervise under the Ministry of Local Government for Development, stand ready to partner with any business interested in a range of sectors such as solar energy, agriculture, digital licensing, grid lighting, and solid waste management.
Meanwhile, Vice President of Zhenjuan University, Professor Zhou Njuan Kon, has reaffirmed his country's commitment in providing bilateral platforms with other countries to enhance approaches towards accelerating rural development in underdeveloped areas. Government has reaffirmed the Education Council of Zambia's plans to ensure a successful transition of examinations from the 2013 framework to the current one in line with international standards. Speaking during a media breakfast, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima said it is important to note that the Education Council's innovation of introducing writing space within the question paper, effective 2025 for the General Certificate of Education and Junior Secondary External Examinations. Mr. Yakalima says the ECZ's preparations towards hosting the 50th conference of the International Association for Educational Assessment to be held from 21st to 26th September 2025 are going on well. He says Zambia will be the second African country to host the global conference after South Africa. Ministry of Health has launched the national operational guidelines for the use of a portable digital X-ray units to standardize the use of the technology in Zambia. Speaking at the launch, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Kennedy Lishipi says the move marks a major milestone in improving diagnostic services, particularly in hard-to-reach and underserved areas. Dr. Lishipi has highlighted that portable digital X-rays have become critical tools in managing diseases such as tuberculosis and trauma, but lack of clear guidelines had caused inconsistencies in safety and usage. He says the new guidelines will ensure safe, efficient, and policy-aligned use of the technology while promoting broader access to diagnostic services across all levels of care. Lusaka City Council LCC has taken action towards the growing trend of vandalizing public infrastructure, particularly in the Central Business District CBD. In a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council is concerned about the establishment of illegal car washes and the destruction of water supply pipes to access water for business purposes. The LCC Police and Zambia Police have continued to carry out joint operations in the CBD to apprehend perpetrators of this crime.
The council has noted with dismay that some illegal car wash owners have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the Central Business District or anywhere in the city. Anyone found guilty of perpetrating illegality will face the full force of the law. The local authority advises residents to adhere to council guidelines.
Mandevu constituency, Mpulungu Ward 26 councillor, says the construction of Kabangwe police post has commenced at a cost of 1,500,000 kwacha. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mwenya Chileshe says the project is currently at foundation level and is expected to be completed within a time frame of 4 months starting this July. Mr. Chileshe says the modern police post will comprise of police holding cells, offices and an ablution block.
They are just doing the trenches with the foundation. Exactly, we are just doing a normal police post with holding cells and some offices, as well as the ablution block. They are approximately 1.5 million for money. Yes, that is the contractual period is 4 months.
In agriculture news, Agricultural Climate Action Executive Director Oliver Kandela Bulaya has emphasized the need for affordable renewable energy solutions for farmers. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Bulaya says despite some progress in importing renewable energy equipment, he notes that the benefits have not been passed on to farmers due to economic challenges. Dr. Bulaya therefore urges providers of equipment such as solar panels to lower their prices, making it more accessible to farmers.
Lowering, especially by the providers of some of these equipments, so that if they lower the production, the sale of some of these, it will be good enough, especially for our farmers. We understand the economy is performing, and we have some reduction in terms of the cost of some of these things based on the strengthening of our kwacha. So we want to see equipment in terms of solar panels, and also we appealing also to the government to provide some incentives, especially even to farmers who want especially to sink balls, because these are so expensive beyond the reach of our small water farmers. So all these are things that the government can try to look at to ensure.
You're listening to the main news on One Love Radio. We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering.